Today we're turning a simple jungle edit into a smoky warehouse vibe in Ableton Live 12. This is a beginner-friendly mixing lesson, so we're not trying to make everything louder, bigger, or more complicated. We're trying to make the edit feel deeper, tighter, darker, and more atmospheric, while keeping the drums punchy and the bass controlled. That's the whole point. In drum and bass, the groove is the story. If the break feels weak or the low end gets muddy, the whole section loses its impact. So think of this like building a little warehouse passage inside your track. It should feel dusty, late night, a bit unfinished in a cool way, and very DJ-friendly. First, start with a strong 8-bar jungle loop. Drag in a breakbeat or use a chop drum loop from your project. If you're working with a classic break sample, place it on an auto track and turn warp on in clip view. For drums, set the warp mode to beats. If the loop feels loose, tighten it up a bit, but don't over-edit it right away. You want the original swing and character to stay intact. A good beginner goal here is simple: get the break looping cleanly for 8 bars and keep it feeling alive. In jungle, the break is the engine. If the groove is authentic, you can do less and still sound convincing. Now, instead of just copy-pasting that loop over and over, turn it into an edit. Duplicate the clip across your 8 bars, then make small changes every couple of bars. You could remove a kick on the last half of bar 4, add a tiny snare fill before bar 5, mute one hit for a little hole in the groove, or reverse a tiny slice at the end of a phrase. If you want a faster workflow, you can right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, then Slice by Transient. That gives you individual hits you can rearrange in a drum rack. Keep it simple though. Focus on kick, snare, one or two hats or percussion hits, and a few ghost notes. For this style, negative space is just as important as density. Next, let's shape the drums. Route the break, extra drums, and percussion into a drum group. On that group, add EQ 8 first. Put in a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up low rumble. If the break sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs a bit more snap, you can add a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz. After that, add drum bus. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, keep boom low or off at first, and use crunch lightly. If you need a touch more grit, add saturator after that with soft clip on and drive around 2 to 5 dB. The key here is punch, not punishment. We want the break to feel like it's being pushed through a warehouse PA system, thick and gritty, but not crushed flat. And if the snare starts disappearing, back off the processing. That's a very common beginner mistake. Now let's build the bass. Start with a clean sublayer first. Use operator or wave editable and choose a sine wave or something very close to a sine. Keep it mono. This is really important for drum and bass. Put a utility device on the sub track and set width to 0%. Keep the subline simple. Lock it to the root, maybe use a couple of movement notes and leave some space between phrases. In this style, the sub should support the groove, not fight it. If the low end gets too wide or too busy, the mix loses focus fast. Once the sub is solid, add a second bass layer for texture. This could be a restyle sound or just a gritty mid bass. Use wave editable, operator, or even a resampled synth layer. The important thing is that this layer lives above the sub, usually from around 120 Hz upward. A beginner-friendly re-setup in Ableton could be a saw-based sound in wave editable with slight detune, a subtle auto-filter movement, and maybe a light chorus ensemble if you want width in the mids. Keep the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on how bright the sound is, and keep the detune subtle. You're not trying to make a huge trance bass. You're trying to make something darker and a little unstable in a controlled way. Then place EQ 8 on that mid bass. High pass below roughly 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't step on the sub. If it gets harsh, make a cut around 2 to 5 kHz. If you want more growl, you can try a small boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. And again, keep the width under control. You can widen the upper part of the sound a little, but the low mids should stay focused. Now we lock the drums and bass together using space instead of loudness. Add a compressor on the bass and use sidechain input from the kick. You only want a small dip, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Fast attack. Medium release is a good starting point. That little bit of ducking helps the kick breathe without making the mix pump, obviously. Also, pay attention to where the bass notes land. If every bass note hits right on every kick, the groove can feel heavy but static. Try leaving one bar with fewer notes so the drums can really breathe. This is where the smoky vibe starts to appear. Not from adding more stuff, but from leaving the right amount of space. Now let's add atmosphere using stock Ableton effects. Good choices here are hybrid reverb, echo, reverb, corpus, vinyl distortion, and auto filter. You don't need to use all of them. The goal is subtle texture, not shiny cinematic wash. A nice move is to create a return track with hybrid reverb. Use a darker preset or a short room sound. Keep the decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and filter the return, so the low end stays clean and the top end doesn't get bright and glassy. You can also add a very quiet noise layer, a field recording, or a little ambience loop. Then automate a low-pass filter so it fades in during transitions. Short automation moves work really well here. A tiny reverb throw, a quick filter move, or a short delay on the last snare of a phrase can make the section feel alive without sounding flashy. Now create one clean switch up every 8 or 16 bars. You do not need a big arrangement change every bar. One strong variation is enough to keep the energy moving. Try things like removing the kick for one bar, muting the sub for the first half of a bar before the drop, adding a reverse crash into bar 9, or closing the bass filter just before the next phrase. A simple arrangement could be intro bars 1 to 8 with filter drums and bass, bars 9 to 16 with a full groove, then a small variation in bars 17 to 24, and another lift in bars 25 to 32. That keeps it DJ-friendly and intentional. Now do a quick mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. Listen carefully. Does the kick still hit? Does the snare still cut through? Does the bass disappear or get hollow? Do the atmosphere layers vanish in a safe way? If the bass gets weak in mono, reduce stereo width on the bass layer and remove any wide effects from the low mids. Keep the sub and main impact centered. In drum and bass, the drums should usually feel a little more defined than the bass, while the bass carries the weight underneath. At this point, do a simple balance check. Think drums first, sub second, mid-bass third, atmosphere last. That order helps the mix stay clear and powerful. Once the loop works, save yourself time by making a small reusable template. A drum group with EQ8, drum bus, and saturator. A sub track with utility and sidechain compression. A mid-bass track with EQ8 and auto filter. And an atmosphere return with hybrid reverb and echo. That way, you can move faster on future edits without rebuilding everything from scratch. A few common beginner mistakes to watch out for: making the bass too wide, overprocessing the break, leaving too much low mid clutter, putting too much reverb on the drums, forcing a constant bass line, or ignoring mono compatibility. If the mix feels foggy instead of smoky, usually the answer is less clutter, not more effects. A few extra pro moves: use shorter decay drums in the drop and let the atmosphere fill the space instead of extra percussion. Add a tiny bit of vinyl distortion or saturator to the break for texture. Use auto filter or automation to make the bass feel like it's breathing through smoke. And if your edit feels too clean, resample a few bars and rechop the audio. That slight imperfection can add a lot of character. Here's a quick 15-minute practice challenge. Pick one 8-bar jungle break loop. Make two tiny edits, like one fill and one mute or reverse slice. Build a mono sub. Add one mid-bass layer with a simple detuned saw sound. Put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Add EQ8 and drum bus to the drum group. Sidechain the bass lightly to the kick with compressor. Add one atmosphere return with hybrid reverb. Check the mix in mono. Then bounce or freeze the loop and listen back once without touching anything. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for a real DNB section with space, pressure, and mood. So the big takeaway is this: start with a strong break, make small musical edits, keep the sub mono and clean, add mid-bass texture above the sub, shape the drums carefully, and build the smoky vibe with space, atmosphere, and automation. If the drums hit, the bass stays focused, and the atmosphere sits around the groove instead of smothering it, you've nailed the sound. That's how you build a smoky warehouse jungle edit in Ableton Live 12.